First, I want to thank the Parnas HaChodesh, Ronenin and Sylvia Fuchs-Brumer, Shabili Nishmas, Eugene Roth, Chaim Avram Yaakov and Gavriel, and Shabbat Shabbat and Aliyah, and all families, family, Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha, and also the Safir family, the Ilui Nishmas, Devorah, Bas Chaim, and Shabbat Shabbat and Aliyah, Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha. And of course, to thank Rabin Rahmani, the Shir Mol Darche Avinom and his father Nisham Shehav Naliyin and Simcha Nachas Brachas Yisrael. Okay, so let's go back a few weeks to where we were, and I'll just tie that together a little bit for 5 minutes, and then where we're going. We were talking about the stature of men in Gan Eden and men la'achra chait, after the chait. We were talking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The life in Gan Eden was the Bechina of Rosh Hashanah, of HaMelech, of Hashem's presence being open and clear, that light of Hashem is the life of the Tzaddik. That's what we were talking about. That's the life of the Tzaddik. Outside of Gan Eden, for whatever reason, Gan Eden didn't work out. Outside of Gan Eden, we learned is the world of Tshuva, of the Benoni. That's the world of Yom Kippur. But what we did learn in the Maimah that we were learning before we went away, what we were learning is that Yom Kippur, which is the Bechina of Kodesh Kadoshim, has a certain Maila over Gan Eden. There's other Marishan in his Rosh Hashanah perfected, so to speak, ideal state, the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik, that's the world of Gan Eden. It didn't last very long. And then what began was the Avoda of the Beinuni. The Tanya's Beinuni, that's what we were talking about. The Beinuni. Meaning a person who remarkably doesn't sin, his thoughts, his words, and his actions, but every moment of his life, the beast is crouching and waiting to pounce on him. And he has to fight off the dragon. And that whole Tanya's muses on that Avoda of the Beinuni. But that Avod of the Beinuni, which is, we were learning, is Yom Kippur, is the Kodesh Kedoshim, and Kodesh Kedoshim was on such a madrega that even a malach couldn't go in Kodesh Kedoshim. Whereas in Gan Eden was, there were a lot of malachim, a lot of angels in Gan Eden hanging around. Gan Eden was busy with malachim. But when a person is in that life of the Beinuni, and he's fighting off the darkness that's outside of Gan Eden, so that, which is the Iker Inyan of the end of time in particular, that brings him to a place of Kodesh Kedoshim, that even a Malach can't go into such a place. That's what we were talking about before. And Ramatul continues and ends that Maimer, which we're not going to read inside right now, that he explains that this, of course, is the Avod of Yosef HaTzadik. And we call him Yosef HaTzadik, and we've spoken a lot about that name, Tzadik, which means Shemir Sabris. Tzadik Yisod Olam means Shemir Sabris, Kedusha Sabris. It's the Nina of Yosef at Tzadik. But Yosef's status as Tzadik Yisod Olam was not one that he had while he was in the Gan Eden of his parents. That was Gan Eden. Being with such parents in that world in Eretz Yisrael, when Yosef at Tzadik was with his parents, with Yaakov and Rachel, that world of Yosef when he was growing up was Gan Eden. But just like Gan Eden didn't last for Adam Rishon, Gan Eden didn't last for Yosef HaTzadik, and just like Adam Rishon was forced out of Gan Eden, Yosef HaTzadik was forced out of his home. And then he went to a place that was very, very not Gan Eden. Very not Gan Eden. He went to Erev Hazaris. He went to the lowest place in the world, Mitzrayim. And Davka there, he became Yosef HaTzadik. That's not anything that he expected. He wanted to bring the light of the Tzaddik. He wanted to bring that light out when he was growing up in Eretz Yisrael, in his parents' home. Yosef HaTzaddik. He wanted to become Yosef HaTzaddik there, but in Gan Eden, he didn't become Yosef HaTzaddik. We spoke about this many times. He davka became Yosef HaTzaddik in the place of Potiphar and the prison in Mitzrayim with all the crazy stuff. That's where Yosef became Yosef HaTzaddik. And all of the giluim of Yosef HaTzaddik, the davka in Mitzrayim. Just like, as we learned many times over the years from the Zohar Kodesh, that Davka the Gilu of Yecheskel and Avi, the Ma'aseh Merkava, is when we went down and changed the Bavel. Not in Eretz Yisrael. Not in Eretz Yisrael. Davka when we were leaving out in Tegolus, Al Naharos Bavel, Sham Yashav, Lugam Bachinu, that's when there was the Ma'aseh Merkava, the vision of the Merkava, of the Shechina, with us in Golus. And that is the avoda of the end of time, these last few minutes of Golus, the Be'ikah, this sugya of Yosef HaTzadik, of Shemir Sabris. Now, what I wanted to spend a few weeks, we could spend a few decades, but just a couple of weeks now that we're in Kislev, and we're going to be taking out our menorahs and polishing them, Be'ez Hashem. The Svarim HaKadoshim, Devi Chaim, Schusel, and many tzaddikim, based upon things that we find in Kisveri and the Tikkunim and the Zohar Kaddish, is that this time of the year, is a very, very, very powerful time for Tikkun Ha'inai, to work on our eyes. On Shmir Seinai. The two times of the year is now, and then it goes right into Shavuvim, after Hanukkah, into the weeks of Shavuvim. But the Tikkunim of Eine Leia Rakos, the eyes of Leia Imenu, and you all know the 36 Leia is 36, and the 36 candles of Hanukkah, and Hanukkah is the Ohargon, is the hidden light of creation. The Svarim talk a lot about, Rav Shitzur, other tzaddikim spoke a lot about. The avoda of Chanukah is the avoda of Tikkun Ha'inayim, the 8 days of Chanukah. Of course, the 8 days of the Bris and Kedushas HaBris, and the whole Indian of the Yevonim that they fought desperately against Bris Milah. What do they have? They have something against the caterer should make a few extra dollars or something. Or the moil should make a few dollars. What is a moil? He doesn't have anything except to go around and make a few Bris in a week. And the Yevonim were fighting so strong against Bris Milah. They had such an Indian Bris Milah. This they couldn't stand Bris Milah. So all the tikkun of Chanukah have to do with the connection between the eyes and Kedushas HaBris, which is obvious. Shemir Seinayim and Kedushas HaBris. And that's the hidden light of Gan Eden, of creation. The Argonas, which are the 36 candles, the 36 hours that light was shining before the first Motzei Shabbos of history. And this is very, very deeply connected to Ein Yosef, to the eyes of Yosef, Yosef at Tzadik. That we know that the Koyach of Yosef at Tzadik was in his eyes. Noschadu Alei Shor, the whole Indian of Yosef at Tzadik is Kedusha Seinai, which we're going to talk about. So I wanted to spend the next few weeks, although next week I think we're having a special guest. If everything works out, Mitzvah Hashem, everything should work out. Rav Schwartz, who hasn't been in America for many years, the Bavavi Mishkan Evna, is going to come here and to give a talk on the Indian of Kedusha. So don't miss that. It looks like I think Rav Yirmi is working on it. I think it's pretty much, I think it looks like it's going to be next Sunday morning. He's going to give two shiur. The early one in this shiur, he's going to give two shiur, Rav Schwartz. And there are going to be appointments for during the rest of Sunday to speak to him privately. So, These weeks of Kislev and Shavuvim, I wanted to spend on the avoda of Shemir Seinayim. Then in this week also, the Shvatim come into our lives, the Shifteka, and the Bechor is Reuven, and everybody knows that Reuven is the Koach of Re'iyah, of seeing, Kedusha Seinayim. So Kislev, Chanukah, and Reuven, Yosef HaTzadik. Everything merging together, I felt that it's a good time to begin learning the sugi of Kedusha Seinayim. There's a lot mamish for years this over. You talk about bichlal, what it means to see. I'm not going to go into a whole pnimius of it. To try to learn more derech chsidus and avoda the Kedusha Seinayim. So it was nice last week when we were 2 weeks ago when we were in Yerushalayim that we had spent a little time with my dear friend Rav Tzvi Meyer. He should be well, so I decided we would learn part of a sikha that he gave 20 years ago, and that's what you have in front of you, from Sichas Hischaskas, from Tavshin Samach, for those who have never learned any of the Sichas Eschaskes from Rabbi Meir, it's written in a way like the way that he talks, and you have to try to picture that, and him jumping and moving, and that whole tzura of how he gives over Torah with such life and chiyus. So let's learn a little bit. The first little bit of this maimer, he was talking about Kedushas HaDibur. Chazal make a very strong connection between Shmiras HaLoshen, guarding the tongue, and guarding the bris. And both of them are connected to the things that we see and how we look at other people. Shmiras HaLoshen, what we say about other people, depends upon how we look at other people. And of course, Kedushas HaBris, Vosasu Rachvei Levavchem, how do we look at the world? What do our eyes tell us? What do we look at? What do we see? So there's a very deep connection between Kedushas HaPeh, the mouth, and Kedushas HaMor, Kedushas HaBris. So the first couple of pages of Tzimaya was talking about Shmiras HaDibur, Shmiras HaLoshen VaPeh. That's, of course, something that's very, very important. We're not going to work on that right now. We're going to talk about it right now. We're going to go beginning where it says Dalet. So you have on page Vav, Dalet. Vinaseh bez Hashem Yisboch tzas levar ha'avayda ha'shnia v'hi ha'avayda shal taharis ha'inayim. It's a nice way of referring to it. Not shmiras ha'inayim, guarding the eyes, which of course is what it is, but taharis ha'inayim. Not just for Tahali Beinu, but to purify our eyes. How to have eyes that are pure. To work on purifying our eyes. Because the truth is, Nikius, cleaning the eyes, purifying the eyes, is the beginning of the work, of the practical work of Shemir Sabris. It's what a person looks at. Nikius Einayim, that's where it begins. And this is one of the great Yesaidis of Avodas Hashem Mamish. Chazal, Akadoshim, Tzadikim, Susim, Elenu, Hefligu, Ma'od, Be'inyin, Zeh. Chazal and the Tzadikim speak very strongly about this. K'moshe Shlomo HaMelech Omer, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, T'na b'ni libcha li, ve'enecha drochai titzarna. Again, the pasuk. Tna b'ni libcha li Hashem, through Shlomo HaMelech, Hashem is saying to each one of us. It's a very beautiful pasuk. Tna b'ni libcha li. Hashem says, I'm asking you to give me your heart. Tna b'ni libcha li. Give me your heart. Ve'enecha drochai titzorna. And let the literal translation is, and let your eyes watch and guard my ways. And let your eyes watch my ways. Give me your heart, and let your eyes watch my ways. That's how it's translated, the simple English. Uchmavur b'chazal, hakadoshim shapasuku ben kipshuto, avinu shabashamayim ischanan eilenu. Hashem is begging us. Shlomo Melech Omer Lanu b'shlichus Avinu shebishamayim. Shlomo Melech is saying this to us as b'shlichus. Hashem sent Shlomo Melech to tell this to us. Tna b'ni. Tna b'ni. In other words, b'ni hayaka, my dear son. Tna b'ni. Hashem uses this word of endearment over here. He doesn't always use the word b'ni, my child. Tna b'ni libcha li. Ani mevakesh es halev. Ani mevakesh es halev. It's funny. I once saw the translation in English. It says, give me your mind. Since when is lev translated as mind? It's interesting. Because the one who translated it was some academician who couldn't bear the thought of Hashem asking him for his heart. So he wrote, give me your mind. Listen, in all fairness, there's some mafarshim that say that also. Shouldn't be so hard on him. But the pasuk says, "Tana b'ni livchali, give me your heart. Ani mevakish salev." Chazal say, "Rachmana liba b'ni." It's not a new thing. Tana b'ni livchali, ani mevakish salev. Ve'enecha drachai titzarna. K'mvu b'chazal hakadoshim. Umuva b'charedim. The charedim says. The simple pshat is the way that I said before. Give me your heart and let your eyes watch my ways. But Chazal and the Svarim explained it also, that it's going on the first part, on the Reisha, it's going on the first part of the pasuk. In other words, give me your, Hashem's asking each one of us for two things. I want your, and the two are inseparable. I want your heart, and I want your eyes. Tana b'ni libcha li einecha. Which means that by giving me your eyes, you're devoting your heart to me as well. I want these two, your heart and your eyes. Avinu shebishamayim mevakesh mi'itanu. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from each one of us. B'ni hayakar. My dear son. Koloshim Chazal Hakadoshim Amar Kishbaruch Hu Yahavisli Libcha Ve'Einecha. The Chazal says, Hashem is saying to each one of us, "Give me your heart and give me your eyes." Imatanoisim Li Eshnei Advarim Ha'Elu. Listen, Hashem wants us to walk to the right places. Hashem wants us to do the right things with our hands, with our tongue. Hashem has a lot of expectations and demands of us, but the two things that He says beferish, that He's crying to us, that we should give Him, are the heart and the eyes. That's in the pasuk. That's what Hashem's calling out to us in that pasuk that we say every day a couple of times in Kriyishma. In other words, don't give your heart and your eyes to someone else. That's what we say in Kriyishma. Don't give your heart and your eyes away. See, here in Mishlei, Hashem is saying, give me your eyes and your heart. Your heart and your eyes. Ana yeda atli. Ani yedeh sh'ata shali. Imatanesin li yishnei dvar ma'elu. Because if you give me these two things, if you're able to be mechazik yourself, and to give me your heart and your eyes, ani yoda da'atli, then I know that you're mine. It's the same thing with a wife, by the way. If you give me these two things, some also like to have a parnassus. But if you give me these two things, your heart and your eyes, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then I know that you're mine. Then I know that you're mine. I know that we're together. The heart and the eyes. Ani yodeh she'ata sheli. You know, one of the ways that Jews talk, and it's very, very sweet, I don't know if this is necessarily the way that's spoken in other languages. But in Mamaloshin, there's even a story like this, that once the Balatanya, Schus Yelenu, the Balatanya heard his wife talking to somebody, his rabbitson, and the way she was saying it was, Meine Zalman, my Zalman. You know, my Jews talk in such a way, when you speak about a child, you say, My Meira, my Suri, my Rachel, whatever you child, you say my. We talk in such a way; it's woven into our language. Again, I don't know if other languages have that, to say a child with a possessive mine. So Hashem has such a thing. Hashem's book says, "You're mine." These are the two conditions. These are the two requirements. Hashem says, "Give me your heart and give me your eyes," and then you're mine. Then I know that you're mine. Ani yedeh she'ata sheli. K'mo yishom ha'chazal kadoshim. Hashem is on mevakesh mi'itan alei ve'inai. Zeh ma she'avinu she'bashamayim mevakesh mi'itan. The Baal Tanya spoke about that because he heard his wife saying that to somebody, my Zalman. And the Baal Tanya said that one has to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that about each and every one of us. My wife says that about me. The Nachas Kamavakama that the Shechina Kedusha says that about me. My wife says that about me, that I belong to her, that I'm hers. Nachas kama v'kama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at me in such a way to say, my zalm. And the Ravid writes, Umuva bahar be'sorim. Reishas chachma mi'od har be'tzadikim. Hayona yoidim shakol dirveim shel vishayinim. So we're talking about the Ravid. The Ravid's a Rish. Heim Kodesh Kadosh. Every word that came out from the Rishayinim, of course, is Kodesh Kadosh. Heim nitn l'moishim b'sinei mamash. That they came from Moshe Rabbeinu, Misinei Mamish. We can't be masik, we can't comprehend the greatness of the and the pureness of the Rishayim. But the Veim Boyerim Kilapidim, their words are burning like torches. Kaloshna Chavetz Chaim Skus Elenu. Makach Oimer Arrive at a Kodesh. So the Ravid says, the Ravid says the beginning of all gedarim, which means that the first and most basic fence that a Jew has to build in his life, a fence, a gedar, sheyishma adam einav, is to guard one's eyes. Vim yishma es einav nimsa shalibay shomer. And the Ravid explains that if you can do that, you build a strong fence. And you work on guarding your eyes. Nimsa shalibay shomer. Then the heart will be good. The heart will be okay. Then your heart will be guarded. If your eyes are open for business, then the heart is also open. Chalila, the heart could be led astray very easily. So the Ravid says that when a person's heart and eyes are shmurim, then he's kuloi shomer. Then his feet are not going to go to the wrong place. Right? So we were saying before that there are many parts to a person, not just the eyes and the heart. So the Ravid is explaining that Hashem is telling us, t'na b'ni libchali, v'nechit t'sona, means that if you give me your eyes, if you give me your heart and your eyes, then I'm certain that your feet will not take you to bad places. And then your hands will not do bad things. And your mouth will say the right things. If the eye, that's what the Ravid is explaining. Then the fence, the wall, is strong. Kuloi shama. So a person can make all kinds of kabbalas. I'm not going to go to that place this year. I went to a bad place this year. I'm not going to go back to that place. It's a bad place. Or I'm not going to go to that place on the computer. It's a bad place. I'm not going to walk there with my feet or walk there with my fingers on the computer. I'm not going to walk there. And there's no guarantee that he's not going to walk there. And he can say 1,000 times, I'm not walking to that place, not with my feet and not with my fingers. I'm not walking there. And he still finds that he still finds himself going to those places. Because that's not a shmir yet. The fact that a person says on Yom Kippur, I'm not going back to that place. Either with the feet or with the phone, with the finger. I'm not going back to that place. Gemarati. But Hashem says, unless you're prepared to give me your heart and your eyes, it's a lobatuach. There's no guarantees. There's no guarantees. So you can make all the finest kabbalas and you make all kinds of smears for yourself that you're not going to go there. You got this filter, you got that filter, whatever it might be. But the pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that the tnar b'ni libchli v'necha drachai titzarna, that if you give me your heart and your eyes, then you're mine. Then I know you're mine. Then you're not going to dray around to wrong places. That's what the Ravid explains the pasuk. That's what our Father is asking of us. That's a lot to ask. It's Sorry, that's what he's asking. Halev v'heinai. Ha'scholihi heinai. As Chazal and Rashi brings there in the Pasuk in Chumash, that it begins with the eyes. Halev harbe pamim enu b'shusu shel odom. The heart is a part of us that we don't always have control over. Things just pop up in the heart. All kinds of crazy things come to the heart because of stuff from way back. All kinds of things can come to the heart. And a person can't, it's not always birshusa. I mean, again, the midah of a tzaddik is that libos birshusa. But the heart, we can't always control. Emotions, desires, we can't always control. But a person's always a balabas over his eyes. And if you don't feel that way, it's just because you're not working at it. It's not like the heart. The heart, the only thing you saw that entire day was you looking inside a siddur and a gemara or whatever. You didn't see anything bad the whole day. The heart is only when a person's mamash and madrega of tzaddik that the heart is libi chol bekirbi. But the eyes of a person is a balabas over his eyes. You don't have to look at something you don't want to look at. Sometimes you have no choice and there's a feeling that creeps in. But the eyes of a person is a balabas over his eyes. What you look at, it's your choice what to look at or not to look at. It's true that sometimes all of a sudden, but we're not talking about those few times. It happens, there's something coming in. But a person stam is a balabas over his eyes. What to look at, what not to look at. Therefore, b'zeh ro'ish l'chol hagedarim. Therefore, the eyes is the first gather. That's the beginning. That's the ro'ish l'chol hagedarim. Hageder harishnu be'inyin ha'inayim. That's the first gather. Is the inyan of the inayim, those windows into those windows that we have on our heads. What you look at from the window, what you want to look at, that's a person's a balabas over that. Again, sometimes, but ruba de ruba, a person's a balabas over what he looks at. Remember, I told you once that, I remember once, you know, years ago they used to have this TV guide, you remember? I don't know, you have to really be older to remember that. See, how do you plan out your week with that? So you have to plan out your week, because that's, you couldn't record anything, right, in those days, so you had to know what's going to be, if there's anything, you know, what are you going to do with it, the two things, and how to choose between what's on channel 4 or 7 or whatever, or some old rerun on 11, right? So you had to plan out your week. So they had this thing that came out every week. It was in every single supermarket, it was in every single, everybody had TV guide, it was everywhere TV guide. And I told this to you last year. At the beginning, there were letters about people, this show, that show, different horrors, different ideas about the shows, all kinds of things that they had letters. And especially in the big one that was in September, that was the exciting, because then it had always announced the new shows that were coming after the season, right? Right, so that was the big one. And there was a letter that a person wrote, crazy strong about how I hate this show. The show is terrible. The show is horrible. I can't stand watching this show. Like such a strong letter. And the people from TV Guide wrote back very good, and they said we're gonna. If you please send us your address, we'll send over the police to untie you from the chair at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night with somebody standing there holding your eyes open to watch the show that you can't stand. In other words, if you don't like it, then change the channel, you idiot. No, but the way the person wrote, I can't stand it. Like, every week I'm subjected to this nonsense. That's the way he wrote. Every week I'm subjected to this nonsense. So they wrote back, says, don't watch it. You know, turn the channel. But it's a funny story, but we're the same way. This is messing up my life. This is messing up my life. It's terrible. This is messing up my life. So don't watch it. No? It's not so pashut. Obviously, the person with the letter has some sort of a crazy taiva to watch that show. It keeps on turning it on. And I say, I hate this part, but if you fix it, then I'll be able to like it. But it's the same thing with us. There are things that we shouldn't see, and we're upset. It's messing up our lives. And the Baruch Shalom is saying, so don't watch it. Change the channel. That's what the rabbi is saying. You have a choice. You have a choice of channels. You don't have to be on that channel. You can turn the channel. And that's the first gather. Hageda Rishon, Hu Be'inyan Hayinayim. It's the first gather. Zas Cholosh Avodas HaTahara. The Aleph of Avodas HaTahara. A lot of people think that's the list, that's the final, that's the Madrega of only like the Chavetz Chaim, or who knows. Tahara Seinayim is the highest, the last Madrega. It's the first Madrega. The beginning of Avodas HaTahara. For a Jew who wants to live a pure life, the beginning is Tikkun HaYinayim. The beginning is Tikkun HaYinayim. Jeff?
Does it discuss why it's Levavchan first in the Pasuk as opposed to
Einikchan? Yeah, well, Rashi says over there that the Tachlis is that the heart should, that nothing should infiltrate into our feelings, our emotions. So it begins with Levavchan, but Rashi says, but this, the Tresus, Sarasu, Evar, but the two, like the two brokers that cause of the two causes of Avera, the eyes. So it begins there, it's going from the Tachlis, and then the Hechetimsa had to fix, that should be good. That's how it goes in that order. So sometimes it says this first, sometimes that first. But the Gether, in other words, it's Kielu, it's written, Losasu Achrei Levavchem, and if you want to know how your heart will not get fablonged, Achrei Nechem. Then watch what you look at. That's how you learn the Torah.
Rabbi, where does the ears come in? Like, who is the Shema
first? Very good question. It's interesting. Of course, there is an Indian of Shmiras Ha'oznai, but you never see that Lashon. It's always in the context of Shmiras HaLashon. As the Lashon, the speech and hearing, all of the Kedushas HaPeh doesn't only mean the words that I say, but it means the words that I listen to or what I'm hearing. But they're all connected. But you're right. It says Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael.
Because the ears can't be closed.
Hmm.
The eyes can be closed, but the ears can't be closed without.
Right. So over the years we've spoken a lot about that, because that's the avodah of Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is Riyah, and Shimon is Shmiah. Those are the two avodahs of Reuven and Shimon. Which in the calendar, the year is Tammuz and Av, according to that Seder. It's Tammuz and Av. And that's why by the Inyan of Beis HaMikdash, any other Mayim, it has to do with all the eyes and the ears. But the Kedushas Shmir, it was the Seder's like this, that a person has to, it begins with guarding the eyes, because that's really what's in front of you. You see that which is in your range of vision. Hearing is even for something that you can't see, it's even from a distance. So there is a lot of talk about which is the most powerful of the senses. Is it seeing or is it hearing? Seeing is something which takes over a person. When you see something with your eyes, it takes over much stronger than shmir, than hearing something which is more removed, more removed. So the avoda of Tikkun HaYinayim is harder, and it's more immediate than the ears. But the ears is also part of the avoda, but more of the shmir halashon. But we're going to talk about that also. That's part of the conversation. Obviously, a person could be listening to terrible things on a radio or whatever, a podcast. Doesn't have to see anything. Just listening to things is itself a terrible, could be a terrible taiva. But the first gather of one's experiences is what, of experiencing the world is with seeing. And he says, Last week we spoke about Shal Shudas. The next page, these two things are really inseparable. Guarding the mouth, the tongue, and guarding the eyes, and the ears as part of that. These are really all, it's one avoida, bris haloshen, bris einayim. Therefore, we find also that loshen being used when it comes to the tongue, bris haloshen, and bris einayim. V'gam b'zor kodesh v'parashas v'yakel, hefligu ma'oid b'zesh einayim, molichos es kol haramach v'ashasa. And the Zohar Kodesh talks about this in Vayakel, that the eyes have the greatest, most powerful ability to draw the entire person. Not the hearing doesn't have the ability as much to draw the person, to take the person in. That's why graphics and visual experiences are the most powerful that a person can have is seeing something. He's seeing something. Seeing is the most powerful. And the eyes, and that's why Reuven is the Bechor. Reuven is the Bechor. Reuven is Re'iah, and that's the Bechor. And Reuven is the linear of Yosef HaTzadik to go over. Then the Bechor from Reuven has to do with the Tikkun HaEinayim is Yosef HaTzadik, because Reuven had a Kilkul. And therefore Yosef HaTzadik is the Tikkun HaEinayim. So therefore Yosef takes over the Bechor, so to speak. But Be'etzem, Reuven is the Bechor. And Reuven needs to see. That's the Bechor. And everything follows that Reishis, right? When it goes over to the Reishis. So the eyes are the most powerful experience, Latoiv or Olara. And we see there, in Gan Eden, we see all of these things. We see that they looked at the tree, and it was Nechmed Lainayim, and they listened to the snake. But the most powerful thing is to see. And seeing is what draws the person more than anything. I suspect that there's a much bigger business in things where a person looks at Tumah as opposed to hearing Tumah. It's a much bigger business. They're both big businesses. I don't know, whatever. They have shows to listen to or things to listen to, Diburim of Tumah. But you can't compare that. When things moved from radio to television, I don't know what year that was. It was a bad year. I mean, when it moved from radio to television. You remember that?
Well, I don't exactly remember, but that's...
That was the time the television started, 1949?
And actually, Mr. Sarnoff had already created email.
Email?
Email. And it was closed down by the government. They were afraid that Russia would get it. He predicted that your letter writing would be done through email because he had invented the television.
But there were no computers, so email meaning on television?
Through the same mode. He had created a rudimentary...
So he was a Jew?
Yeah, everything that's...
A lot of the stuff happened. Not everything, but mostly. Yeah. So, look, there are a lot of good things from that, but from radio to television. When we were growing up, we used to carry around transistor radios and listen to the ball games. Instead of transistor, it was a whole mahalach had to do that and have a little earplug while having the thing in your pants in the middle of the shir. Had to have a wire because then we start to dress more formally. We start to wear jackets. And I remember the Rebbe said, "Zayish, shame, zayish, zayish." He was so happy because the guy started to wear. As it got closer to the World Series, we started to wear jackets. He was always angry that we wore shirts. We didn't wear jackets. So we started to wear jackets because then we had a mahalach with the earplug. They got the little earplug and then this. Toys, yes. Huh? But we had transistor radios. And it wasn't so push to find your station. You had to dray around a little bit.
And the antenna.
And the antenna. If it moved a little bit, it was finished. But then when it moved to television, that was a big tumor that came to the world, that descended upon the world, and it moved to the eyes, from the ears to the eyes. It was a big tumor that descended upon the world. And then afterwards, when it came, all the new stuff over the past few years, it's taken it to a completely different level. But we understand, HaKol Nimshach Acher Einayim. everything is nimshach achar einai. Bekach gamuva mechazal. Bekama vekama mekayim. And this is what's brought in Chazal, bekama vekama mekayim, is that the first, therefore the first gedder, even though it sounds to us like it's the hardest, like why start with the hardest? Usually, the way we do everything else, you just start with the easiest. And it would seem to us that the eyes, tahara seinayim, that's like the, I'm talking about, you know, the babasali or something. Why begin with tahara seinayim? Why is that the first gedder? Hashem Mizbach made us in such a way that those are the windows. So everything comes from the, anything that comes from the outside is the first place. That's where it comes in, through the window. So the beginning of the tahara is seinayim, even though we think of that as being the highest and hardest madrega, it's not really true. It's not true. It's not the hardest madrega. But we're not used to guarding our eyes. We're not used to watching our eyes. Okay, so Bez Hashem, I hope next week we'll have the Levavi here, don't miss that, and we'll continue, Mr. Hashem, the following week.